morning, everyone. I'm Oliver Mojica. I'm the planning manager and the chairperson of the Development Environment Review Committee. Welcome. Today is December 8th and it is approximately 10 o'clock. You can go off for roll call, please.
Si Chaco, Land Development.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Hernando Pizanco, Public Works Traffic Engineering.
Mahmoud Kodur, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Swindle, Public Works Design Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Robert Castro, Water Department Environmental Control.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Mary Glaze, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Chantel Power, Planning Division.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary. Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Sarah Pearson, Fire Department.
Todd Morris, Building and Safety.
Thank you. And for those of you that have not attended these meetings before, we essentially call up each item individually. We'll go around the table for individual comment from the departments. We'll focus on specific questions you may have that may not have been resolved or you still have questions with. I know that some of you have been in contact with the various departments over the course of the last several weeks. And so there's no need to kind of rehash some of the things that we've been going through, but try to make this productive. Is there anyone here that's not an applicant, that's a property owner or somebody that wants to speak on a project that they're not associated with? Which item are you here for, Mr. Sir?
I just want to pick up the property building. It's real close. We're going to build an office.
On which property? I'm sorry?
D Street, Saturday and
16th and D?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. All right. We'll move on to item number one. I'll bring you up when that item comes up. Item number one is, Travis, if you could introduce that, please.
Thank you. Item number one today is Conditional Use Permit 1619. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of the service station with convenience store approximately 3,500 square feet in size, drive-through car wash approximately 1,800 square feet, and then six pump islands and a canopy about 4,600 square feet in size. It's on a parcel containing approximately 3/4 acre. Located at 3154 West Kendall Drive. It's just kind of northeast of Palm Avenue. The commercial general one zone. This has been determined to be categorically exempt from CEQA as infill development. And one thing I do want to make note of is on the plan, it's just the parcel, the right-hand parcel on the plan is the convenience store, gas station, and pump islands. The adjacent development previously approved last year by the Planning Commission, this is now tying into that overall development. So it's being looked at as one connected center, although it's a separate application. And our recommendation is to move to Planning Commission. I believe we are shooting for the January date. I think that is the 18th, I believe.
Okay.
That's it.
So, John, if you could like to start us off, please.
Yeah, so since this development is grounds up, we're going to require the prelim and full cat WPMP for these projects. Also, a letter from Floods certifying that the clearance is good for the 100 feet setback or any mitigation measures that they require for them.
We're just looking for, we have the old letter, we just want an updated
yes,
one.
Yes, update letter from them saying that the condition is still valid
we
and all those stuff.
Now we have written conditions here that you'll provide you.
And also a 6-foot decorative wall should be constructed along that flood control channel. Yeah. That is on the flood control.
That's they have proposed for the adjacent property, so they can continue that, I think.
I think part of the grading plan doesn't show that wall going all the way across. That's why I want to bring that up on there.
Yeah.
And reciprocal agreement should be recorded for this drainage and driving access and everything.
We did that. Yeah. But as far as the wall, is it going to be conditioned a wall or a 6-foot decorative landscape?
We already, the adjacent property, as it was approved, already had a 6-foot wall, running the whole backside along the flood channel. So I think all we're asking for is continuing that portion just along the back of the...
And is it a masonry wall? Was conditioned?
That was what was previously approved for the first part, yes.
It's just, as long as it's not a precision block, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because that's what we don't want, a precision block. You want some kind of split ways or something like that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Jerry?
I just wanted to remind you that it's in Vermont. I got the fees. Special fees in that CFP 1033. And also, we had on the preliminary grading that was submitted, we had some questions about the parking lot grades. We need to look at those during the construction drawings. Okay. That's the only additional comment that I had.
And you have the fees, did you say?
I don't
did
have
you
the
work
fees,
the fees
but
up?
I want you to bring to your attention. I think the other project also has Vermont fees, so it'll be similar to that if you've already looked at those fees. Okay. And that's all.
Thank you. Fernando, I would.
The traffic impact analysis was reviewed and comments were submitted to Travis, but since then the land use has changed. The analysis that we reviewed did not include the car wash.
It should have always had it on there. This proposal hasn't changed from the time it was first submitted to me.
Not in the report, the traffic report.
Okay.
Was not.
Yeah. It's always been part of the plan. Possibly something was omitted on the report.
Yeah.
We'll check that.
We were expecting a revision of the, based on the comments.
Okay.
So I didn't get that.
We'll take a look at that.
And comments from Caltrans also.
And we're looking
to
get that.
Yeah, I have a meeting with Caltrans.
Okay.
Thank you. Robert?
The previous project, the conditions are pretty much the same, the width, dedication, if there's any dedication, curb gutter sidewalk, and a street light. It's very similar to the other project, just extending out through the front of the real property. That's all I have for this one.
Thank you. Dan?
Would just be standard requirements for the new services to serve the project, and sewer capacity fees would be due prior to issuance of building permit. Give you a copy of these requirements, and if you would pass this copy to Travis, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert?
Just to clarify the convenience store part, will this be just a standard Circle K type convenience store, no additional fast food, Subway, or any other restaurants like that attached to it?
There's nothing that's attached to it. It's just your typical convenience store that. What they sell, it's a little bit of hot foods inside, but they're prepackaged, warm, the hot foods,
yeah.
Or something like that. No, there's no kitchen per se or anything like that.
Okay. As far as the car wash goes, it may require a sandalwood interceptor of some type. So it's just the standard conditions. Excuse me. Standard conditions, and which I came to give you a copy of here, which always begins with the permit application. It just gives us an idea of the project, and from there we'll base the type of pretreatment,
okay.
And we'll notify the requirements. Also down the road, we will also require plumbing plans. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert.
Will you require a grease interceptor on that store, no?
Generally, on just a convenience store of this type, no.
Gracie.
So the location for the proposed refuse enclosure is acceptable as long as the other portions develop and we're not put into a dead-end situation for the trip.
Yeah.
So yeah, as long as those go hand-in-hand, the location's good. You'll be constructing a modified standard plan 508, which I've given you.
Put it in here.
Mm-hmm. The interior dimensions are 8x15 for bin storage. And you'll work with land development to modify that refuse enclosure to meet ADA access requirements.
Right.
But those requirements are in addition to the 8x15 for bin storage.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah?
It's just standard requirements for the fire department.
Since the fire department has changed, the last buildings we've done that were under 5,000 square foot did not require the sprinkler system. Is that still,
correct.
Still good?
Yes.
Basic requirements at this point is just to follow the guidelines of the California building codes. We do have a code cycle change that's going to occur January 1st to the 2016 codes.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
Is there anything big on this 2016 code that's going to, it's just most green stuff, or?
Nothing major. No, at this point. 2010 was our major change, but this year, this code cycle, no major change at this time.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Perfect. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Second.
Unless there's any opposition, we'll see you in January.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Okay. Merry Christmas.
There's a happy happy camper.
Look at you first.
Yeah. I know it's getting a little cozy here. You know, if your item is maybe towards the end, maybe one of the last couple of few items on the agenda, if you wouldn't mind maybe kind of making some room. Maybe it's a little cooler outside now than it is in here right now, but I know we're all cozy in here. Item number two, Mary, would you please... introduce that item, please.
Yes, this is conditional use permit 1621. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an automated drive-through car wash, about 4,800 square feet, along with on-site and off-site improvements on about a one-acre parcel. It's located on West Frontage Road, north of East Highland Avenue, and it's categorically exempt as an infill. And the recommendation says move to Planning Commission, but I believe this is just for discussion purposes today.
Correct. Yes. Again, it is for discussion only. I know that there have been a couple of comments. We want to keep it moving, but we want the discussions to be productive so that ultimately we want to be able to come back to this committee for formal recommendation to proceed to the Planning Commission.
So like any other projects, we're going to need a preliminary WQMP. I saw that there's a basis proposed on-site, but we have not received any preliminary WQMP yet for these projects. Also, the basin is proposed at 3-to-1 slope, so if that is going to be something that for construction, we're going to need a fence, or you need to change it to a 4-to-1 slope on this one. And also the overflow pipe showing that connection to the 48-inch storm drain. Going to need approval from Public Works. One other thing is the southerly portion of this project is located in Zone A, flood zone. So if any change to the project's design, you need to consider that flood zone. Also, reciprocal easement for parking and access. You need to make sure that the cell tower have access, so it's up to their requirement. And other than that, I don't have any more comments.
Thank you. Gary?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that the applicant understood that we still need access to that cell tower or some sort of agreement that says there. On the plot plan, it would appear they have to get in line and pay a token for the car wash to be there. So we just wanted to make sure that that's agreeable to them.
They get a free car wash.
The trucks will fit through just fine.
Thank you.
Fernando,
yes, we talked to the applicant about the traffic effect studies, and we are looking for the scoping form to be resubmitted based on our discussion. That's okay.
Thank you. Robert?
The furniture of their property, you got the existing driveway that you're sharing right now with the gas station. I believe it goes up just a few feet for curb and gutter. We're going to have you extend the curb and gutter and sidewalk to the frontage of your property, which would also mean that to relocate the barrier that's there now. It's like a yellow gate that has to be relocated to the end of your property. And then a grinding overlay of the street or adding the street. I believe it's just a grinding overlay on that portion of it.
Why would we do a grinding overlay?
Mostly because it's not that good right now, but if you can prove otherwise that it is good, then we'll look at it and maybe not go that far with it, but that's one of our standard conditions we have on that.
Okay, and then extend the first item you said, extend the curtain gutter?
Correct. All the way to the frontage of your property, yes.
Across the entire frontage of the property, is that right?
It's basically going up the cul-de-sac area.
Okay.
adding of one street light. That's all I have.
Thank you.
This is actually an East Valley Water District service area, so I don't have any comments regarding the domestic water. But regarding the sewer, the SPMWD still treats all of the sewer in this area, so the sewer capacity fees will still be due to us. You can contact me if you would like to get an estimate for the sewer capacity fees once you're ready to move forward with the project, and I can give you that estimate, and it'll be, still be due prior to issuance of the building permit.
All right. Thanks, Ted. Thank you. Robert?
A sand oil interceptor may be required for the project. So I hand you a list of the EC section plan check procedures, which details the steps, which always begins with the permit application. The permit application provides with the information to determine the proper pretreatment for the project. And also, just to make you aware, any submittal required by environmental control needs to be submitted to environmental control and not to the city building or planning commission.
Thank you. Gracie, please.
So the location you have proposed for the enclosure is acceptable. You'll also be constructing a modified standard plant 508, 8x15 interior dimensions enclosure for the bin storage, and work with land development to modify the enclosure for ADA access requirements. But that's in addition to the 8x15 for bins.
Thank you. Sarah?
Bart, I know Mary and I talked a little bit about the access. Was that relayed over to you as far as our fire department access in this project?
I'm sorry, can you repeat
the fire department access on this? There isn't enough for us to get to the farthest portion of this building. So an exception for us would be the sprinkler. Is that an option that you were looking at, or otherwise?
Well, given the size of the building, we expected fire sprinklers were going to be required by city ordinance anyway.
Okay, because you're under five. So, but if you decide to sprinkle, then we can work with you on the, on the access. Okay. So then that's standard requirements.
And then there's also a nearby fire hydrant.
You'll have to have it on site as well.
All right. Todd?
Yeah, standard comments at this point. Again, fuel cycle change is effective beginning in the January 1st of this year, or next year, I should say. No comments.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members? Clarification?
Not at this time. At a later date, we'll talk about the community improvement requirements.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No.
Across the frontages of your property, they're asking us to do curb gutter sidewalk and possibly improve the quality of pavement.
So given the extent of the comments, Mary, what are our recommendations for this?
They would come back if you can get your, I know you're working on your traffic impact study and some other items, but we want to come back in January, right?
Okay.
With the DRC.
So there's no action required on this item, so we'll see you back
in. Why no action? I mean, what's holding it from being up on January? To go to the commission on January.
Well, I believe we need a traffic department to review your new traffic information, and there's some.
I think that's all. But let me say that this property was already approved for a CUP several years ago. But at that time, all the traffic study was completed and all the traffic improvements were made. Lights were put on, and everything was put on. Now they're requesting a new study, which it's okay. We have it in progress, and it will be done at the first part of the year. They'll have the report. But we don't expect hardly any problems with that because all of the traffic study was already complied with. All the lights, the streets, and everything was done when the CUP was approved at that time that a restaurant was proposed at that time. Now, we have a different use, yes. And they're asking for a new traffic study. But I like to say that the traffic study is not going to require that much more than what it did then. We spent a lot of money at when we did the restaurant and the gas station at the same time. So I don't see why this can't move on pending the traffic study. It'll be done in three or four weeks. There was already a CEU approved.
We did ask if you have a report from the previous study, and I thought you said no, was not available. So
it will be done in 4 weeks. You'll have it.
No, I'm talking about if you're referring to a previous study was done for the area, which is including the restaurant instead. But I asked for that to see to review it, and was not available. Right?
But you guys have a copy of it. We everything was submitted. You should have. I don't have it, but you have a copy. We submitted it all at that time.
What year was that?
No, it was several years back, about 7 years ago. Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying that at that time you requested a million things, and we complied with those a million things. We even spent about $100,000 putting street lights in there. And we did all the traffic study and everything else. What I'm saying is that in 3 or 4 weeks you're going to have, in 4 weeks you're going to have the new report,
okay.
Which I don't know what else you can ask for after we did all the things. And the thing is pending that this could move on to the commission in January. I don't see why this study would stop it.
Well, again, it's got to be a consensus of the committee. I mean, we have to have a full analysis. As chair, I'm going to make a motion that this item, that we continue it, we come back for a formal motion before we go to the Planning Commission. So I guess it would be the first meeting in January. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
January 12th,
we would come back to the committee. There's a lot of time between now and then, and we can do things simultaneously. And so if you say that you have your traffic study that's coming in, in a few weeks.
Yes.
We have to get. My responsibility is to make sure that each department has their opportunity to review things to an adequate level.
Yes.
And if they have time to, if we as a city have enough time to review the traffic analysis, and it's prior to the January 12th meeting of the DERC, we can simultaneously, we've done in the past, put you on for the Planning Commission meeting.
Okay.
Which would be essentially the following week. But a lot of things have to fall in place for that to happen, and it requires coordination on both sides, not just ourselves, but your team as well.
Yeah.
So with that, our recommendation that this will come back on January the 12th, and by that time we would have had time to review your new traffic analysis, and hopefully at that point make it recommendation.
Yeah, that'd be great. I just wanted to point out to all departments that this was already a CUP approved at one time. I just wanted to point that out, that a lot of the problems at that time were already mitigated. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That concludes that. We'll see you in January.
Thank you.
Thank you.
DOC.
Item number three, Mary, is your applicant here?
Yes, I think.
You just stepped up to bring Doug in, I believe.
Okay. They're coming right in right now? Okay.
Thank you.
We got to bump them to the end, tell them. Or July, January 12th.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Mary, if you would kindly introduce item number three, please.
Okay. This is a development permit type D-1419 and a subdivision 1410. It's a request to subdivide a parcel that's about 2.5 acres into 6 lots, ranging from 11,300 to almost 20,000 square feet, and to construct 6 two-story single-family residences. The environmental determination will be determined once we get further in the review. It will likely be infill. This is for discussion purposes only. It's been in the process for a little while. They had to do some engineering work, and now they're ready to proceed.
Sounds good. Thank you. CJ?
Yeah, this is just a preliminary comments that we have on this project's prelim WPMP, and final will be required. Also, the SWIP will be required for the construction. Before any grading or building permit, we will need to see the approval from FEMA for that zone A that we've been working on, I believe. Also, the plat map that you provide us with the architectural plans like have some inconsistencies, so we ask that this development plan be updated to match the plan that you have. And other than that, I don't have any other comments.
Thank you.
Thank you. They've been working with us on FEMA. That was a major holdup prior. I know it's an old subdivision, but hopefully we'll progress now.
Thank you.
That's all.
Random Mahu?
No traffic studies required for this development.
Robert?
You're widening on the other side on a vacant area across the street. You already have existing residences. We're just going to match the curb gutter sidewalk as they have in that area. There is a street light that's required. And unfortunately, I'm sorry we didn't get another LED. We're going to be asking for on that street light. Here we have is 2 tenths grind, and then widening to wherever the width is. We have a 20-foot curb that's what we're putting on this one. 20-foot fence. Mark. If you have any questions, you can give us a call.
Sure. Thank you.
And that's it. They're actually written on these comments.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay. So it would just be fees for new services required to serve the homes, sewer capacity fees, and it looks like even back in 2006 when this was originally proposed here at the city, we mentioned that there is frontage fees that may be due for the water main that was installed in Olive Street, so you may have to pay some reimbursement to the department for frontage fees there. I'm not sure if that has expired. I'd have to do some research on that to find out. They may have expired by now.
We'd follow up with you on that.
Yeah, you can follow up with me on your card. And if you would, pass this copy to Mary. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Robert?
No comment.
No comment this time? Gracie?
So each residential home will receive their own curbside collection, and you'll just need to construct a minimum 4x11 concrete pad for each unit located out of view of the public right-of-way for storage of the receptacles.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you. Sarah?
For us, it's just fire sprinklers are required, and everything else is just the standard requirements.
Thank you. Jonathan?
Standard requirements, same spiel. Code cycle change effective January 1st, 2017. No other comments.
Perfect. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No. So we'll address the comments and resubmit. I guess we'll reconvene here.
Yeah, I think from a planning standpoint, Mary, if I understand correctly, I think we're okay from land development, from land planning.
Yeah, there's a few things that I'm going to send you. You're in a high wind area, so there needs to be a wall, and just,
things like that. But okay. I'll outline.
But from a subdivision standpoint, I think once we resolve the engineering items, then I think we're ready to move forward. So with that, no action required on this one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you. Gilbert, would you like to join us, please?
How you doing?
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Item number four is development permit type D-1618. It's a request to allow the conversion of an existing two-story building containing 10 office suites into a mixed-use project containing 4 residential units and 2 office suites, along with the required construction of off-site improvements. The parcel contains approximately 15,000 square feet. I know that he's received building permits and he's been underway, but the occupancy or the use is what's been of issue here.
Yes, sir.
I know we had a pre-application before. It was our understanding that it was going to be some residential units on there. It was not approved that way, and so we're here trying to resolve, and I think there's some items that we'll need to address.
Well, according to the last meeting, it was approved, but I never got any conditions or anything.
It was not approved.
Oh, it was not approved.
It was a pre-application. It was just to give you comments if in the event that you wanted to proceed with the project, what you would have to do. What we're trying to do now is to, in the spirit of the holidays, work with you so that we could remedy whatever conditions that we may have out there. So it was approved, or permits were issued as an office building.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that there's it's now some residential improvements that have done there for units.
Correct.
Which are not allowed. So you're on the bad boy list now, and so we're gonna try to get you so you don't have that lump of coal anymore.
I want to get your orange in your stocking.
There you go. So really, there are some off-site improvements that are going to be required, and and part of the pre-app was to advise you in advance what other types of improvements that could be done, whether they were off-site improvements, whether a curb and gutter, driveway access, internal circulation, your parking stalls, how they are aligned, whether or not you have fire access, what fire is going to require. See, we haven't had an opportunity to review that at this committee level, and so we're kind of working a little bit backwards here now, trying to deal with an existing condition, and so now it's going to seem like a little bit of a headache for you in the beginning. But in the long run, our goal is to make everything right and for us to work in cooperation, so that happens. And so with that, we'll start with CCHI, please. Land development. They'll give some off-site improvement requirements.
So for this project, since it's already like all existed, we're just going to require a non-categorical water quality plan to be submitted and erosion control submitted to us. Also, I'm looking at the plan that was provided. It seemed like the parking that you were showing is less than 15 feet of clearance between the two parking stalls. Because the drive aisles seem like it shows less than 15 feet. The total is 47 feet right here, and each stall is 18 feet long. So you have less than 15 feet.
I believe
feet
that was a planning department comment before. You have your, typically if you have angled parking, they're angled all in the same direction. So you have you're allowed to have a reduced drive aisle,
mm-hmm.
provided it still meets fire requirements. But you've got them angled, and so cars going this way, that way. There's only 15. It's not going to work. So we'll have to work with not just land development, but planning to resolve and fire on how we provide your required off street parking and meet some of the traffic and safety concerns.
Do you have a standard plan that I can use to?
We do have standard
guidance.
Standard.
Because
plans
the
for that.
The way the stalls are,
that's
the way the water hasn't moved anything.
Right. And again, well, you essentially have a new building.
Mm-hmm.
You've redone it. So when you do that, you have to bring everything else in compliance. And so that's one of the things when we talk about driveway realignment, path of travel, internal circulation. You know, essentially what you're looking at is reconfiguring, however that's going to be done, your parking layout as well. And so each of us here get a bite of the apple in terms of what our requirement's going to be for that. You know, planning, we have our requirement, but sometimes fire or building and safety have a different requirement. And so usually the greater is what's ultimately what's going to be required.
And also, you need to provide adequate site lighting for this one. I don't know what is existing on site for as far as like lighting pole and all those stuff.
So you want a plan showing the existing ones?
If you have existing lighting, you can show it to us. But if there's not enough lighting, you need to provide existing. Provide adequate lighting.
There's three lighters on the street.
No, I mean on site, because for your parking lot.
Okay.
Thank you. We have a copy of that.
Thank you. And just remember, these are preliminary comments. Working with planning, building, fire, and land development, we're going to have some revisions to allow this to work. This is not an approval.
I need to resubmit the plans to all the departments again. Right?
And what I'm going to suggest is maybe that we have an off. So, you know, I don't want to say off-site, whatever it is, sidebar meeting,
right,
where we would, we meet regularly, typically on Monday mornings, but maybe what we'll do is we'll schedule a separate meeting so that we can, sit down with the departments involved and we can kind of work. Again, we want to work with you and try to get everything resolved in a productive manner as well.
I would agree that way. We would sit down again because there was a permit issue. We just didn't follow and see what the permit was applied for.
Yeah.
So again, there's a lot of applicants. There is a lot of definite building safety issues, including fire issues that occur when you go from an all B occupancy now to a mixed use. There's separation issues, there's exiting issues. So there's items that I would strongly suggest that we do have a set meeting with all the divisions and discuss the project.
And when we schedule that meeting, Melina will be scheduling that with you. I'll give her your contact information. We'd also like your architect or engineer, whoever, to attend that meeting so they can talk the same language.
The only area that I changed a little bit was the office area, because that's where the fire happened. Everything else is the same. I haven't changed anything. The only thing I did was at the kitchen. And the inspector can tell you everything was inspected from, climate, electrical, heating, air condition.
Well, my suggestion, we do need to sit down and meet, discuss the project.
Are there any earth-shattering comments or suggestions that anyone else from the committee would like to meet? I mean, what I would recommend is since there's no action required on this particular item, we'll work with Melina to get you on our earliest available meeting so we can sit down and go over the project, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Perfect. So is there any objection?
No.
Okay.
I think we're going to try to work it out in that fashion.
Perfect.
Rather than go through all the comments.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, yes. Thank you. Okay.
Do you have my number?
Can you give me one more time?
Our favorite project.
I know. The star of the day.
Item number. Item number 5 is development permit type D1619, which is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of two industrial buildings containing approximately 325,000 square feet and 392,000 square feet, along with all the improvements on two separate parcels that are approximately 38 acres. Our recommendation today is for adoption of Resolution 2016-063, which is adopting the addendum to the Environmental Impact Report and approving development permit based on the findings and subject to the conditions that are presented here today. I have provided the Kathleen or the applicant with planning department's conditions, and so we'll be, if we can go around the table and we can. I know that there's been a lot of work here, and some of this is, we're finally memorializing in paper, and hopefully it doesn't go too long in terms of the comments. But, C-Chat, what do we?
Yeah, so the preliminary, the WQMP was submitted and reviewed. It was acceptable for that basins. The proposed use for the existing basins in the public right-of-way need to have a maintenance agreement with public work prior to grading permits issuance. So you have to work with public work to get that agreement in place before we could get this project going forward. Also, a SWIP is required, the final WQMP will be required. On-site lighting, photometrics, general conditions. Other than that, it's just standard conditions. Like we provide. Yes.
Okay. Gary, anything to add to that?
No, I think it's pretty well discussed. Unless you had a question regarding that.
So everything that's been submitted thus far to you has been acceptable.
Actually, Public Works is going to talk about that.
Okay.
A little bit,
but because I submitted everything to you, I just want to make sure that we're moving forward.
That's what jumped into it, Robert. What do you think?
Robert.
Mr. Sunshine over here.
Which section you want to talk about? let's go through traffic real quick. Theirs is supposed to be easier.
And we have our traffic engineer here presenting further.
Yeah, I think we received the traffic impact study as well as the updated letter. We satisfy with that the project should be conditioned to the mitigation and those studies. So no further comment on traffic.
Okay, now it's down to me. No, everything that you've been turning in, everything we've been turning in and everything that we've been looking at has been pretty much acceptable for us. There is still that question we have with our director on allowing for reduction of some of the fees due to additional work that's being asked for your project. That still hasn't happened, but we're still in the process of working on that one. Same thing with the fee reduction on your storm drains, trying to figure that one out.
Well, that the storm drain isn't really a fee reduction, it's a fee assignment, which the seller is going to do. So,
right. So that's something we're trying to go through on that portion of it.
Okay.
The only other thing that, is we've already kind of worked out the locations of the signals and additional dedication area that we've already pretty much worked that portion out. I don't think we have any other issues with that.
So it's just one signal at the institution in the rear driveways.
Yes, as far as this.
Made me nervous when I heard plural.
There were many, now it's down to one. The radiuses that we have on there, the one when we saw the plans, the one seemed very large. The only thing we'd like to really do is maybe look at turning radius on a different sketch or a different smell, just to show why the one driver approach seems to be extremely wide.
Is that the one off of Institution, the rear ones?
Coming off down the bridge, going and making the right turn into the northerly portion of the northerly lot, yeah.
I think they just wanted a more inviting entrance.
And probably rightfully so, because I mean, we're trying to get you off the bridge, coming down a slope and stuff like that. But we just wanted to make it and look at it, because it does seem extremely large. It causes a little bit of problem with the signal placements when you start doing something like that, so we wanted to take a look at that before we have you set stone. That's the radius we want. Because once you start doing your signals, that kind of screws things up, and you have to redo all that.
All right, that makes perfect sense.
The dedication. The dedication and the widening for Institution Road. I think we've already talked about that.
So 66 feet.
88 for right of way, 66 for curb to curb.
Curb to curb, yeah.
And then the pavement. It says here per a study. Again, whatever comes up that if we're looking at it, we haven't had any problems yet. So. Just send that in if you can.
Okay. You mean the pavement study in terms of the geotype, the recommendations for that? Okay.
Yeah.
And then in terms of that fee credit, that'll just be a separate meeting between us
and our director and see what we can do about getting that portion in there. Yes, we're in agreement on it at this point, but he has to look at it. And
I understand.
He's the one that's going to say yes, not me.
Is that something that can happen in the next few weeks? Or is that
should.
Okay.
And the faster the better, so that way we're not stringing anybody out for anything.
Okay.
But everything else is per our policy and standard, and everything you pretty much indicated on here is doing pretty good at this point. I don't see any other issues.
Well, it's going to come from Mark Lisovich, who's going to send this from the assignment.
Yes, thank you. I'm actually preparing the assignment and the notice to the city that's called for and the reimbursement agreement.
Okay, and that's for the storm drain?
Yes, and we'll submit it to you for review.
And that's to assign the fee credit to us.
Yes.
We sent it to make sure our director's also involved with it.
Yes, yeah, I'll make sure that everyone who needs to see it has it.
Yes. And your director being Chris Lavanis.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
not
you. Oh, yeah. That's pretty much all. Okay.
Thank you.
I mean, everything else is good. Ted, anything
for us?
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ridge Development's already engaged with the Water Department currently for a hydraulic analysis, which was required for this project back in September. Based on the results of the hydraulic analysis, we're going to enter into a develop and install agreement for a water main extension for the project. Mm-hmm. They're already aware of it, so I don't really have anything new to add today for this item. Do you have any questions besides the status of your analysis? Do you have any other questions?
No, I think we're going to hear back next week. So,
right.
You and I have been talking, so I think
right. We're good. Yeah, I know that I've said this all day today, so you probably heard it. But in addition to the other requirements that we've mentioned back in September, just to remind you. You will have to pay the sewer capacity fees for the building prior to issuance of the building permit. Those are paid to the water department. And even though I realize these are considered speculative buildings, we still need some information on them, specifically regarding square footage for office space. I know, again, it's spec, but still that's required for us to do our calculation.
Okay. And if so, we're thinking about phasing the project. If one gets phased to be later on, that sewer capacity fee they didn't push out.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Kathleen, you had sent an email that said 18-inch laterals, or is that a...
No, it's I meant to tie into the 18-inch water.
No problem. It scared me when you said
18-inch. 8-inch lateral.
Okay.
I was confused why you'd think that I'd have an 18-inch lateral, but maybe that was my...
The way I read it, it sounded like an 18-inch lateral.
Oh, no, I'm
not scared.
But yes. No problem. Not that big.
Okay, I just want to verify something Ted said. These are just speculative buildings. There's no tenant at this time?
Correct.
Yeah, we generally won't have any concerns at this point, but when a tenant is determined, the tenant will need to come pay us a visit and follow our procedures.
Oliver, if I can just add
I'm
one
double
thing.
Dippy over here.
I know Todd wants to get out of here.
never mind Todd.
Everyone else, right? Back in September, I did mention that this project was possibly going to require a water supply assessment. I'll just go on record as saying that based on the information that was provided by both the planning department and the applicant that the water department has waived that requirement for this project, so it's no longer required.
Yeah. I thought you were going to change your mind.
No.
You might have a side conversation. You might have to step outside or something. Well, thank you, Ted.
You're welcome.
Anything else, Robert? Just check it. Gracie?
Basically the same comments from the pre-application. The enclosure locations are acceptable. And you'll work with land development to modify them for ADA access requirements. So same comments.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah?
For fire, we just have a small concern on the very southwest corner with the turning radius down there. It seems extremely tight for us. Once you put in your on-site hydrants, I'd like to see the radius is maybe cemented so we can look at that a little further. It seems very tight in that area.
No, I understand. And I actually wanted to reach out to you ahead of time. I actually was able to get your contact information. But do you have a card? Because I would like to meet with you guys just to make sure that the site plan...
Once we put the on-site on, I don't know how you're going to make that turn.
Well, I know they run it with a WB67, and it worked.
Obviously, and we can talk about it after the meeting.
Okay. Other than that, it's just
I knew that that was going to be your comment.
Yeah. Other than that, it's just standard.
No added comments at this time. You know, again, it's a shell building. So at this point, it's just once it comes in, just be aware that, you know, after the January 1st, in fact, the code cycle changes. So that's that. No added comments.
Thank you. Do you have any anything to add, questions?
I think everything's been answered.
Oliver, I noticed in the findings recommends filing a notice of determination. Do you typically do that with an EIR addendum, because that is not required?
If it's not, then we won't need
okay.
to.
Okay.
What
I was going to say is, if you actually are going to do that, I wondered if you wanted us to assist you with that, or
if you could
take care of that.
And
if it's not required,
check.
Then you're not.
No, we're okay.
Okay.
If you can provide me with the proper documentation, we'll be fine.
Okay. So there is no notice of termination.
We typically don't file entities with addendums. It's an administrative document. It's not the typical
right.
EIR in the
right.
document.
Okay.
I'll make the change in the resolution as well.
Okay.
Unless there's any other questions, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 2016-063, please.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any opposition? Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for the early Christmas gift phone call this morning, I guess, from our friends.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, gotta make everybody happy. Thank you, everybody, for your time.
Thank you.
Close to
okay, Elizabeth, bring us home.
All right. Halfway? Halfway home.
For the holidays.
This one's going to be...
Can we wrap with it?
The applicant.
No?
Done. You're
sorry?
Was this one that initially was he not here?
No, they were here.
They were here?
Yeah.
It feels like full brief.
Yeah, it's open. For, I don't know.
Bad day to wear a sweater.
Cool, huh? Pick the bad day to hire my shirt.
That's all I'm talking. It's not a full shirt, it's part of the cutoff.
They're not.
Okay. So let's, if we can, let's move on to item number 7, please.
Okay.
For some time.
Yeah, we're going to 7.
Oh, are you here for 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't
paying attention.
Apparently.
I was like, I'm number 6.
Motion to continue, please. Okay, let's try this again. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number 6?
Yes, item number 6 is development permit type D16-21. This is a request to allow the remodeling of an existing commercial building containing approximately 25,016 square feet and to allow the addition of 6,815 square foot additional office space on 2 parcels containing approximately 3.91 acres. The property is located at 784 East Hospitality Lane within the Commercial Regional 3 and Transit Overlay District. The environmental determination is categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15301 of CEQA, and our recommendation is to adopt resolution number 2016-064, adopting the categorical exception and approving developmental permit type D 1621 based on findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
Thank you.
And I want to provide the applicant, this is just a draft of the resolution, and we'll be sending out the final with the conditions.
Thank you. C-Chart?
So this site is just extending this building, so we have the prelim up WQMP submitted to us, and it was conceptually approved. The comment for the prelim was sent to the engineer, who the engineer in charge is, and they should address that in the final WQMP that's going to be submitted with the plan. A lot line adjustment is required for this project to include that building envelope.
And where is the lot line?
I believe the current lot line right now is at the existing building, or really close to the existing building envelope. So
it's right on the edge of the building?
Yes, it's right on the edge of the building. Yeah. It doesn't include the whole area.
Yeah, so the addition is not within the same path, so we're going to be asking for a lot line adjustment for these projects. And other than that, it's just the standard accessibility stuff that needs to be upgraded.
That's a good idea. Can we do a lot merger instead of a lot line adjustment?
Well, regardless, you're still going to have to move the lot line. You're not going to merge it with the center's property area.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's how it is. I think these are like post-extent parcels in a commercial area.
Yeah, I think a portion of the pool is actually part of the rest of the parcel.
And I think this parcel is kind of its own envelope, and this line is directly through there. So they're asking if they push it out.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Okay, right. That makes sense.
We just don't want the lot line to go through a building, obviously. Okay. Okay.
So when LA Fitness had their pool there, they walked into the common property to get in the pool?
Apparently.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Not from that department.
Fernando?
Yeah, we'll require the applicant to fill out a scoping form.
Okay.
Just fill it out and submit to the planner.
Okay. Robert?
The only thing we really have is just make sure the ADA access from the public rights away to the building. So that's pretty much all we're going to do.
Okay. From the right away. From the public right away.
From the public rights away. The existing sidewalk, make sure the existing sidewalk meets ADA compliance. And then from there to the building. We'll be working with the land development on that same issue. That's it.
Thank you. Ted?
I just have a question before I make my comment. It says that it's additional office space that's being added, but isn't there some restaurant use?
It used to be LA Fitness, and they're changing it to a county human services. It's just open office space with, you know, cubicles for miles. And then we're adding on some more room for our ever-expanding government. And so that's all office space.
Okay. It's just going to be the additional sewer capacity fees. I'm imagining that the existing services that serve the building are going to continue to serve them. So let me give you a copy of those requirements.
Okay. Well, Ted, they're taking the pool out and everybody pees in the pool.
I'm not gonna respond to that. I don't think that I can win. Thank you.
Robert, anything for us?
I think you just answered my question. It's gonna be strictly office space.
Yes.
I assume there'll be a break room in there, but no type of kitchen.
Correct.
There won't be any type of kitchen.
Well, the microwave.
Microwave, just like a warming break room type, but no stove tops, no hoods or anything.
Okay. Thank you. Gracie?
The site has an existing 8x15 enclosure for bin storage already. So you'll just want to verify with land development any ADA access requirements for that enclosure.
So you need access to the bin storage? ADA to the trash bin?
Yes. You need it from the building to the bin.
Okay.
They'll answer that for you. Thank you. That's all.
Sarah
requires for us, so you know.
All right, thank you. Standard requirements, other than I want to just be conscious of if there's any property line issues in there. I know there's notifications from additions. Obviously, that's going to affect any kind of fire rating issues, setback issues, so we just want to make sure that we're aware of that when we're coming in for a plan check. So with not a very descriptive, when I'm looking at here, it doesn't give me a very descriptive information where actually PLs are, where there might be any kind of, from a building perspective, when we get walls or openings, you know, there's certain restrictions and requirements, you know, once we get to a designed property line. So we can make that assessment once the plans come in for a review. But that's all we have.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
So how does that work when you have a property line right up against the building? And no openings allowed, or?
No, as I recall from a previous project, yes. I mean, it's very similar. So we have to be, that's why I'm raising the flag right now, so we can assess that issue and hopefully avoid it in a plan check type situation. Again, not knowing what's going to assess with this project, if we're going to make modifications, lot line adjustments, but again, from a building code perspective.
So we should go out 30 feet all the way around the building.
There you go.
I don't think.
Right?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that. With 5 foot, you know, you can go for 5 foot. Anything 5 foot less, and it restricts down, there's opening. But we can discuss.
Okay.
Yeah, we can discuss it further.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe work out your building questions before you submit the lot line adjustment. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can set a time. I'd be more than happy to be willing to meet with you and we can go through the project.
Okay.
So, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We pass by.
Well, let's come back. This is for approval today, correct?
That's correct.
So if they haven't submitted a scoping traffic, are we going to approve this with the owner understanding something may happen?
I thought I was under the understanding they didn't require a scoping form.
I thought
it was required, but then it wasn't required.
No, we asked for it, but we haven't received anything.
Okay. I'll have to check.
It was the pleasure of the committee.
As long as the owner understands that. You understand what the request for scoping traffic, if there's mitigation measures, you're agreeing to the approval today, but the possibility of mitigation later?
I think the intensity is less than it was before. So we have less traffic than we did before. You know, we have more square footage.
The LA Fitness moved just to right the street, so it's not completely gone. So it's relocated. So now it's a new traffic from the office building. We're hoping it's not going to generate enough to trigger the traffic impact study, but we need to see the form first.
So if you just fill out the form, that exempts us from a traffic
no,
study?
No, it's just going to determine whether you can
determine
do it.
Right. So we'll fill out the form, we'll get it to you. I know the way Oliver rolls, we're going to get approved today, right?
God willing.
By us adopting it, you're taking responsibility that if the traffic study then warrants something else, you're saying yes to it right now.
Well, we would have to anyhow, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
We're okay.
We're okay.
Yep. Right.
As for the moon, my boy. So with that, any other questions or comments?
No, very good.
We are, recommended motion is for the adoption of Resolution 2016-064. If I may entertain a motion, please.
Is that a motion?
Second.
Any opposition? Congratulations.
All right, now the next step, we can submit our plans for construction documents for building safety approval?
Yes.
But I would recommend if we could sit and go over it. I just would avoid, you know, going in and getting into an in-depth plan check and we're going back and forth and we're, you know, the question of a setback or a PL issue.
So we're urgent care.
Urgent care. No, we didn't want to say that.
Yes, that one. Exactly.
All right, no, I'm happy to do that. I just didn't know, make sure there's no other steps. So
absolutely.
That's it. Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate it. When do you have those final conditions? A couple weeks. Okay. Thanks so much.
Well, this is a long meeting.
I wonder why, Oliver.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I had to know.
You try to be friendly. There's goodies here. Otherwise,
there are goodies.
You
know,
we're
not
friendly.
No, not
the room. Where are we at?
We're
at the hole. Again, there's water and stuff over here. You know, I don't want to have to eat it myself later on because I will. Mary, if you would kindly introduce item number 7, please.
Okay, this is a development permit type D, 1622. It's a request to develop, establish, and operate a two-story office building and warehouse, just over 14,000 square feet, along with the construction of on- and off-site improvements. The site's about an acre and 3/4. It's located at 499 East Park Center, Circle South. And the environmental determination is categorically exempt infill. Our recommendation is to adopt resolution 2016-065, adopting a categorical exemption and approving the development permit D1622 based on the findings of that and subject to recommended conditions of approval.
Thank you. Any earth-shattering comments for the BG track?
Just standard conditions. Prelim, the WPMP was submitted and conceptually approved. Comment was sent in for any corrections before final submittal. NOI needs to be filed with the state for the disturbance of more than 1 acre. And this one we have the reciprocal agreement. If it's not in place, we want it to be reported prior to the grading permits for the access for parking and driveway. That's because I don't think this project is using a new driveway approach. And also for hooking up to the storm drain and sewer that is private, we need some type of letter and it needs to be recorded and executed on this property as well. And no further comments.
Thank you. Gary?
The only comment I had is for Ed, as far as the private storm drain and sewer system. Mm-hmm. We just need to see something. I would assume a map or some reciprocal agreements exist so that you can utilize those going out to water.
Yeah, we'll have to find it. I think in the preliminary title report, maybe there's some CC&Rs in
there.
The
pertinent easements or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously it's a parcel in the parcel
right
map of complete development, so the intent is obviously there. So we'll see and
okay
make sure that that we pointed out.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see if the scoping form and traffic impact study is not required for this project.
Thank
no
you
further comment on traffic.
Thank you.
Robert?
The only thing I have is just to make sure that your sidewalk and your curb and gutter and your driveway are ADA compliant and that are not broken. If so, then just replace them so they do comply and are not chipped or broken or anything. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Okay.
New services? No public hydrants unless the existing isn't to the fire department's requirement and sewer capacity fees. That's it.
If you
pass this copy in here.
Robert, anything from you?
You already have a proposed use for the building?
Yes.
Is it any type of manufacturing?
No.
Yes.
It's just kind of a storage and warehouse for the plant to use, you know, daily activities.
Oh, what type of goods?
Vinyl parts for billboards, digital parts for the digital board.
Any types of chemicals?
No.
No more bulk storage of chemicals outside. Just for information's sake, we're going to go ahead and require an industrial use of permit application. It'll just give us a better scope of the project. Upon review of the application, then we'll determine if there are any requirements, additional requirements, but most likely there will not.
Mm-hmm.
Gracie, go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Oliver. So the revised proposed location for the refuse enclosure is good. It's acceptable.
They really wanted it originally, but they will accept it where you have it.
Thank you. And so they'll be constructing the modified standard 508 8x15 for bin storage. And in addition to that, work with land development to modify it to meet ADA access. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Sarah?
We've met on this project already, but just to reiterate, if you are going to store anything on racks or pallets, we need to go through the high house storage process with the city, okay? County. So.
Anyhow, my comments at this point is very basic. It's just going to be standard requirements for the building. But at this point, the code cycle changed January 1st, 2017. Okay.
So you go.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I'll step in for a moment. All right. So we're good on conditions from everyone?
Yeah, we are. Conditions are all complete.
Perfect. So. All right. So our motion today is to adopt Resolution 2016-065, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 1622 based off the findings of fact and subject to the condition of approval. We have a motion.
Set motion.
And second. Second.
All right. And approved.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
You bet.
Oh, you bet.
You guys are getting right through these.
Hey, we're trying to. Two for one special.
I should have put a couple more on the agenda.
Look at this, Addy. For 1 second, they take over.
Trying to push you out.
There you go.
I don't know. Did you get sign number 10 yet?
Yeah.
No.
He's adding to light.
Thanks, Mary. Ed was saying we were going too quick, so we should put a couple more things on.
We're on number 8 now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Item number 8,
please. John Sophie, introduce that kindly, please.
Item number 8 is development permit type D 16-23. Request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a dental office. Containing approximately 2,682 square feet at a site at the corner of the northeast corner of Baseline and Stoddard Avenue within the Commercial General CG1 zone and the Transit District Overlay. The project is categorically exempt from CEQA review pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development projects. So the recommendation today is to adopt Resolution 2016-066, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 16-23 based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
Thank you.
For this project, the preliminary WQMPs have not been received, and we'll wait for that one be submitted to us. Also, just the standard conditions for lighting and everything. One thing that we want to point out is that the proposed cross sections shown that the finished floor is at 1,102.75, whereas the existing sidewalk is at 1,101, and look like the ADA pad is going to be through the existing sidewalk. So that's something that you want to consider in your design on how to get into the entrance for ADA access. I mean, Public Works said that there might be something that it could work out for a ramp or something, but you have to check with Public Works on that's allowance on that one.
Are you basing that on the revised plan with the
the section AA that it shows. The finished floor is at 1,102.75, which is almost 2 foot above the existing sidewall.
Thank you. Gary, anything to add?
You can ask his question, yes.
Did you have a question?
Yep.
Yes, Mr. Chair,
My name is Masood Guillaume. I'm the civil engineer representing this project. For the preliminary WQMP, are you asking for? Originally, we had more than 5,000 square foot of the parking lot.
Right.
Now that we have 8.75 foot of dedication along okay. baseline, we push everything back. The parking lot is only 4,500 square foot. Do we still need preliminary WQMP or not?
This is a brand new building, correct?
This is brand new building, but it's not. The lot is only 9,000 square foot lot. The building is 2,682 square foot. Parking lot is so small. There was existing building on this lot before my client purchased the lot. It was demolished, so it's flat. That's why I'm thinking of why we need water quality management plan.
I'm not aware of the parking lot size reduced to less than 5,000 or something like that. At first, I believe it was more than 5,000. That's the reason why we required for the UPMP.
We just heard that we need 8.75 foot of right-of-way dedication.
Right.
And I revised the plan so the parking lot is 4,500.
Well, if that's the case, then a non-CAT would be required just to show us like how you manage that stormwater.
Right, but I would design it.
So I think we need to take a look at the categorical exemption.
Right, the list that I went through.
We'll go over that with you.
Yeah,
if it doesn't meet any of those eight criteria, then obviously you wouldn't be required to do a full CAT.
That's right, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
You're good?
Yeah.
No comments.
No traffic?
There's no traffic impact that's required.
Robert?
As you mentioned, we're going to be asking for the dedication on baseline. Nothing on Stoddard. Replacement of any of the damaged sidewalk, curb and gutter. Make sure that it's ADA compliant. Land development did mention about allowing a ramp to go into your building. We'll work with you on that. We just want to make sure that we're not causing a trip hazard inside the public right-of-way. So as you start working it out and it happens to go in there, we'll start working. Work with your planner. The planner will get a hold of us, and we'll all get together on that portion of it. The grinding overlay on baseline Stoddard. The only other issue that we had was in the driveway, the alley. We want to make sure that that is repaired because it's pretty damaged. And with that being one of the circulation of your vehicles getting in and out of your parcel, we want to make sure that's actually updated too. Other than that, that's all we're asking for.
I noticed the pavement on the street, it covers the gutter, curb and gutter. So it's just a little... So we'll grind and overlay.
Yeah, we'll work with you on that to see what we can best fit in that area. And fortunately, yes, that has happened throughout the city. So we'll see what we can work with on that. So whatever you make a determination or whatever you make in your design, we'll go out there and verify if we can or can't do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Ted?
So it would just be any request for new services and sewer capacity fees would be due. I want to let you know that... when you do apply for the services for the building, since you mentioned that there was an existing building there, and I recall that, be sure to indicate that to the water department so they can include that in their research so you can get credits for what used to be there that was existing.
That's right.
Okay. Let me give you a copy of the requirements, and if you pass the copy to Chantal, please.
Thank you, Ted. Just standard environmental control plan check procedures. I will need you to complete an industrial user permit application. That will help us determine if there will be any silver recovery units, equipment, or amalgam separator equipment required for the project. And this submittal needs to be submitted to environmental control and not to the city.
Okay.
That's it.
just a few items that I was asking for. So we already talked about the additional glass and glazing at the front entrance of the building, but also that 8.7 feet that had to be pushed back, if we can just fill that in with some drought tolerant landscaping.
Thank you. Gracie?
Your proposed location for the refuse enclosure is okay near the alley there. You'll be constructing a modified standard plan 508 enclosure, which is 8 by 15 for the bin storage. And I gave you a handout there for the enclosure. But you'll be working with land development to modify the enclosure to meet ADA access requirements. So that's in addition to the 8 by 15 for the bin storage.
Right.
And I just wanted to ask, it looks like you're wanting a sliding door on the trash enclosure?
Right, because I didn't want the door to open to the when the parking lot. The parking lot is 26 foot wide, but it just, I suggested to my client to make it a sliding door. But if it is okay to have a regular door, but it opens to the aisle.
Right. Well, it would only be open temporarily.
Temporary.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but our standard are the two gates, not the sliding.
So that's even better.
It would be easier.
It's easier. Mm-hmm. Okay, I changed that to
all
be
right.
Regular.
Thank you. That's
thank
all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Sarah?
Just standard requirements for us. Now that you're putting a sliding gate in for security, you'll need to comply with the county standards for the gate opening. It's in the standards.
All right. Yeah, standard requirements. Gracie did touch on a good point for the trash enclosure, and I did note that we do have path to travel. I think Land Development is aware of that as well too. Again, we just have to be conscious of the accessibility to the trash enclosure as well. So, but past that, there's no major conditions outside that.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, that's it. Thank you for planners that help us. So far, and I'm going to work with the department to take care of this project.
Awesome.
I do have a comment.
Okay.
I'm the owner of the other corner. And
would you please state your name and your address for the record, please?
Oh, yes. It's 402 West Bestline. Anyways, he will be my neighbor. I'm planning to build something. But my question is what we can do. I don't know if he's want to do it, but I will. The alley, that will be very good for us. We can do very nice things on the alley, but we need to know why we need to close the alley because it's only traffic for trucks.
We're not proposing to close the alley.
No?
No. No, we're just proposing, Public Works is asking for improvements to the alley because there's some potholes and some damage.
Oh, yes.
But we're not closing the alley. Just they're adding sliding gates onto the property just for security on site.
Oh, is nothing we can do?
Him or are you asking to
close the alley? Yes.
I don't think that would
be possible.
I don't know. Robert, is that
especially for the area we are?
Depending on the north side of the alleyway, you have residents that are attached to it.
Yeah, I
need
my map over here.
Well, maybe what you can do is you can schedule an appointment with Public Works.
Already? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, make sure we're all on the same page. Are you? You said your neighbors. Are you going to be across Stoddard, or are you next to him on that next the vacant parcel?
Next to the one corner.
Okay.
On the end, on baseline.
Okay, you're on the corner.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It would be very hard for us to close that because if you notice the parcels north of you,
the residents
have access going in between that going north, and that's basically a T intersection of an alleyway. You would have to, in order for us to vacate it, we would have to have not only yours and the four parcels on the baseline side, but all the residents along Stoddard and D Street. Would have to all agree to that, and they would all have to have access to their garages and stuff like that. If anybody's using it, then probably not. The gentleman that's coming right now with his development is actually planning to use that driveway for his ingress and egress for his parcel. If we were to close it, he would no longer have it, and then now we have issues with fire trying to get in and out, along with our trash trucks trying to get in and out also. It is possible. There are things we can work out, but for this development, it's nothing we're going to really work on. But it's something that is possible throughout all the residents of the north portions and all the businesses in the south portions that it can be done. But it's going to be very hard. Just there's going to be things that'll hinder a lot of this stuff.
Okay, so now since
if you could just give her your business card, so she could, and then we could continue with the item.
It would be a separate action. It's not part of this hearing today.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
If you want to consider alley vacation, you're going to have to take a process through the Public Works Department. Gather up your neighbors, but not with this gentleman's public hearing.
Yeah. Okay, but since I'm here, because it's hard, sometimes you call and they trust me with so many people, since the alley is in pretty bad shape, who we need to talk to?
It'd be Robert. Right. Robert can give you a card.
Oh, Robert, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
It's instant power pole.
Yes, you have utilities, you have access. Yeah, there's power.
Right. Okay. Our motion is to adopt resolution 2016-066. May I have a motion, please?
Sub motion.
Second.
This is any opposition? Congratulations.
Thank you.
4 minutes left.
Okay. Thank you, Chantal. Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy your holidays.
Call them at 11:45.
Or just wait outside. You'll be walking out the door. You can catch them.
Try to go to dinner by the time we're finished.
Item number 9 is development permit type D. 16-24. Motion to revoke that last approval, please.
Sorry. You're kidding.
Item number 9 is development permit type D, 16-24. I'd like to have this item continue to the meeting of next week, which is the 15th, please. Let me have a motion to continue that item, please.
Set motion.
Second.
Okay, so we'll do that next week.
Number 9.
Okay.
Is this the next week or
January
12th?
Oliver?
Yeah. The 15th. Yeah. He's trying to get people to go out here. We're like, no.
So officially, you want to move to December 15th? January 12th. The next year?
The next Thursday.
Oh, the next Thursday. January 12th.
No. Next Thursday.
December 7th.
15th.
Are you going to make a new meeting?
Oh, next week. Okay.
That's what we talked about.
Remember? I know. Yeah. You need to explain that to your secretary to let them know.
We had a there's some negotiations going on, and so rather than assert this, we want to continue to next week. Item number 10, Elizabeth, will you introduce that item, please?
Yes.
You got 3 minutes. There's 3 minutes left, so you got 1 minute.
Okay.
You got 1 minute.
This one's item number 10. It's extension of time 16-07. This is a request to allow a one-year extension of time for subdivision 03-10 for a tentative tract map 16502. Involving the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 14.4 acres into 40 individual parcels. 38 of those parcels will be single-family residential lots, and 2 would be for drainage basin lots. The property is located at the northwest corner of Ohio Avenue and Magnolia Avenue. Environmental determination is a previous environmental determination pursuant to Section 15162 of the California Quality Act, and our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission for January the 18th of next year, 2017.
Thank you. Any major comments?
No comment. We've been working on this project with the applicant.
Perfect.
No comment.
Okay.
As long as we're working, we're okay. We got some things. We marked up some plans and stuff like that, but we're working with you.
Yeah, we're making address those for some our meeting, comments. But we're still missing some of the plan check items. So we're still waiting. So we and also we're also working with track next to us about interim design type things, and so. Those are in good order. Hopefully, we can get those resolved and move forward. So
we don't have any issues with the extension of time.
Yeah, extension of time, no. No issues.
Okay.
No comment on the extension of time.
No comments. Other way around?
No comments.
Motion to move this planning commission of January 18th, please.
Second motion.
Thank you very much.
So move second.
That's any option. We'll see you on the 18th. Okay, Chantal. We did a church on time.
All right. Item number 11 is pre-application 16-29, a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a drive-through restaurant containing approximately 1,684 square feet. Along with the appropriate and required on and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.48 acres located at 304 East Caroline Street within the commercial general CG1 zone. This is a preliminary review, so no action is required today.
Thank you. C-Chai, you have comments for us?
Yes, this is a new development. We're going to need prelim WPMP for review. And this is less than 1 acre, so there's not going to be any script for this one. General conditions for the on-site lighting, photometric will be required. And one thing I want to point out is the widening of that existing driveway approach on Caroline Street. There's right now an existing curb inlet in over there, so you have to work with Public Works to get that approved prior to doing anything with that driveway approach.
Gary, anything to add? Fernando,
yeah. We'll require the applicant to fill out the scoping form.
For the traffic?
Yes. At the back of the guideline. That's it.
Robert?
Yeah. We're going to ask for a 10-foot dedication on Waterman Avenue, Caroline. Both the curb and gutters, both on Caroline and Waterman, will stay the same. Okay. We're having issues right now because what we're trying to accomplish with your parcel for putting in that driveway does have the problem with catch basin, but it also may not meet the design policy for staying 50 feet away from the curvature before the driveway actually begins, since it is such a narrow parcel. We're going to have to figure out what we can and can't do for that. I know that looking at the parcel, looking at your exhibit that you had given to us, you're trying to go for two-way access. And again, we're just something we have to really look at and understand how we can eliminate one, maybe no left turn in. You're so close to an intersection. At times, that intersection is extremely under. It's bad. And if you try to get someone to make a left turn in or a left turn out, it may cause even more of a traffic issue. The one on Waterman, don't have an issue with. It's just that one out there, Caroline, is going to be the biggest issue. Other than that, the curb gutter sidewalk, you've already got most of it. The sidewalk put in there, any ADA requirements. The curb radius, we'd like to have that at 35 foot, which then would also require your signals to be relocated.
And Caroline and Waterman, that signal?
Yeah, just that one corner. Of course, you're only at one corner, but yes, that one to be at a 35-foot radius. it would make easier for the people trying to exit out of that location, but then it causes even more problems for that driveway that you're currently at right now. I think that was about it. But as soon as you can put something together, get with your planner, and they'll get with us, and we can try to, as soon as you get sketches out, we can start putting that together and getting fully in depth with it. I don't like for you to turn anything in until we really see it first, because it may be something that we can't afford or allow you to do. Just want to make sure everybody's on the same page first. That's it.
Thank you.
Ted, for us?
Sure. For the water department, it would just be standard requirements for the new services, which is just an RFI application and applying for whatever size you need. And then the sewer capacity fees for the building. I have a question, if you know, was there anything existing on this in the past from any of your research?
It used to be a house.
Used to be a house.
Yeah, it's two-bedroom house there.
Two-bedroom house.
Okay. If you, when you apply for your new services, if you heard me mention this to one of the previous applicants, just give us that information so we can do the research for that and try to give you the credits that you're due for the towards your new services. So, and if I didn't mention this earlier today, but the RFI application, you can stop by the fifth floor after this meeting, go by there and pick one up, or it's available online as well. There's a copy, and if you pass this copy, which comes off, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Robert?
The restaurant will be required to install a grease interceptor. The sizing will be determined by the environmental control. I'm just going to hand you an environmental control plan check procedures and a copy of the food service application that will be required to be submitted. That's the application is just the first step. The information you provide on the application will help us determine all the treatment. Any information, documents, plans that environmental control requires needs to be submitted to environmental control office and not city.
Okay.
It'll be a separate submittal, basically.
Okay.
So.
Previously, I had no planning conditions, but with the 10-foot dedication, that is going to require some redesign of the site. We may consider the possibility of looking at a variance application.
Okay. You said the dedication on Waterman would not involve relocating the curb. Is that correct?
Correct. The reason for that is those high power lines that are up there. They're pretty much close to the curb and gutter right now, and in order for us to have you widen the road would then cause you to relocate those.
Chantel, can I ask you, if we don't have to relocate the curb,
have to design the site as if the curb is all the way back, because what will happen is if that dedication takes place the street is widened, now you're going to lose all that parking that was up in front and everything else.
Yeah, that basically would kill the project. Yeah. We can't get a variance on it because there's no room on that set. And that 25-foot
setback. I don't know that we can
curve.
Get a variance on the dedication, but we may get a variance on some of these setbacks and other issues.
Well, right. I think the major thing that impacts that project is that 25-foot requirement from the curb to a drive-thru.
Right.
And we're at that now, but if we have to assume another 10 feet, there's...
Yeah, I don't think a variance for that would be so much of an issue. We could just ask for some additional screening up on that portion of it. But you then have access issues through the southern portion of the site. So
we need a meeting. We can all get together.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, just schedule a meeting with me, and we'll sit down with Robert and see what we can figure out for the circulation and other issues.
Yeah, as soon as you have a sketch on the other driveway, then we can talk about all the things. So we know if it is or isn't going to go.
Yeah, we'll assume. I mean, we haven't heard fire's comments, but I assume there's a circulation through there to an access point. So anyway.
Yeah.
Tracy?
I already handed down my comments. That's what you gave me.
I'm already. Sorry.
But the proposed location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable. You'll be constructing a modified standard plan 508, which I've given you.
Thank you.
Good news. 8x15 interior dimensions, work with land development to modify the enclosure for ADA access, but that is in addition to the 8x15 for bin storage.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Sarah?
For us, it's standard requirements. You will need to meet the minimum required width for the project, which is 26 feet. I saw 24 in there, so I don't know if we can gain a couple feet. Sometimes we can work with that if you sprinkle the building. It's a small building, so...
Sarah, what is the requirement for a one-way lane if they were to drop it down to one-way?
To a one-way?
Yes. Is it 15, 16?
Yeah, I think the county's at we can talk.
Okay.
We can look at it.
Okay.
Thank you,
Sarah. Okay. No outstanding standard comments other than, again, the cycle change at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Those comments, thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, I think I think we got a few big issues we got to figure out because, like I say, given the width of that site, right, you can see there's really nowhere to go. So.
Okay. But we'll sit down and meet.
Keep working.
And figure out design issues if they can.
All right.
No action required on this one. So we'll see you. We're looking forward to seeing working with you and seeing your formal application.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And then there's dessert.
Glenn is still laughing.
We're just delirious right now.
There you go. Travis, if you would kindly introduce item number 12, please.
Yes.
Take us home.
Our last item of the day. Pre-application 1634. It's a request to develop, establish, and operate industrial building, approximately 613,000 square feet, along with all associated on- and off-site improvements. The property is currently three parcels, just under 30 acres in size. It's located at the southwest corner of 3rd Street and Del Rosa Drive. In the specific plan, Alliance, California area. Right now, there's been no environmental determination made. This is just a pre-application, and we're simply looking for comments today. There's no action recommended.
Thank you. Chai, can you start us off, please?
So basically, it's just going to be same as all the standard buildings for site. This space is going to be prelim, the BPMP and final the BPMP. Saw that there's a basin is proposed. Mm-hmm. Waiting for that prelim to be submitted to us. Hydraulic study will be required for this one for sure. And the refractions analysis will be required. Photometrics plan will be required, and demo permit is required for the existing buildings. Also, the configurations of the parcel right now. It seems like it's not as one parcel, so we're gonna want to see either some type of lot line adjustment or lot merger need to be done for that one.
Correct. We're doing a lot line in the upper northwest corner.
Okay.
They probably do a ultimate do a parcel map eventually.
Okay. So yeah. Parcel map is proposed for this one. And. I want to mention that this is located in Assessment District 1022, so you have to work with real property to get all those requirements in place for the Assessment District.
Oh, great. Gary, we're coming to you.
I think that's very important. It's just that they need to build.
We're familiar with that.
Yeah. And the sewer that was proposed, the proposed connection for the sewer, I think it's a private storm drain that's owned by IVDA, so we want to see some type of authorization letter for that one. Mm-hmm. No further comment.
There's some things to work out as far as those lot lines and different ownerships.
Sure, yeah, we know. It's a fun project. Fernando, I'll move.
The applicant will be required to fill out a scoping form for to determine whether a traffic impact study is required or not.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Howard?
The right-of-way and the curb and gutters location seem to be at a good point. Mostly it's just replacing any damage or repairing the damaged sidewalk, ADA compliance, that type of stuff. The roads, anywhere from a point one to a point two, grinding overlay. Again, we indicated which ones are going to be which on that. There is a street light or two that are knocked down. I'd like to have those replaced with your project. If they're already replaced by the our company that's working with us, then that's one less thing you'd have to do. But just make sure that they are up on your, at least just showing them on your project.
Okay, so you were saying overlaying that will be on 3rd and Del Rosa, the two sides?
Correct. Mm-hmm. I think Del Rosa was 0.1 and 3rd was 0.2.
Would it be one lane and a half or two center line?
Two center line. We can actually work on that if it goes to like the curb face or to the dual left turn. We can actually work on that one. The concern we're having right now, at least not concern, one of the issues that came was that signal that's right there at Ralto. Looks like you're going to be doing a radius turn-in, so the whole signal would have to be revised and submitted to traffic for their review on it. I'm not quite sure how you're planning on doing it.
On Rialto?
On Rialto.
Yeah. No, we've got a lot of work to do there. We'll show you what we're doing there.
It's the same thing with the right-of-way dedication will be needed on that.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time on that, trust me, with everybody.
Okay. So, yeah, just be aware that because of what you're trying to do in that area, we may have a signal right-of-way.
We do. We know all that. Okay. Good. Good points.
Other than that, I don't believe there was anything else I can think of. Again, we wrote them down. We may come up with more later on, but let's see.
We get it.
This is Rob. Yeah. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ted?
Good morning.
Hi, Ted. Still morning, yes.
So, some of the existing services and some of the existing water mains will need to be relocated and abandoned in accordance with this, as we discussed in our meeting, separate from this meeting. Rule and regulation number 20 applications required for any main extension that will be required. The developer install agreement process, as you're familiar with, will be required to satisfy the requirement for any looping of SBMWD system in conjunction with the requested abandonments. Specifically, as I'm familiar with the site plan, and I know that in Rialto Avenue and in R. Townsend Drive, we're going to abandon those water mains in conjunction with this project. So any of the work on the existing water mains will be department performed, so we'll perform that. In addition to some of the relocation for the services, not sure what the name of the facility is, but for the building that's would be in relation to your project, it's at the northwest corner.
Yeah, that's the medical facility.
Yeah, the medical facility. So if there's any services off the existing main that need to be relocated, those will be relocated to 3rd Street, as we talked about. And the only concern that the water department has that we're cautioning on right now is the same thing we mentioned before. I'm not sure if you've had an opportunity to talk to fire about the fire protection for the Mattel building that's at the basically adjacent to where your basin is shown on the project plans.
We're still doing our research. So Ron Eastman, who did that project 15 years ago, we have that because we met with Ted. There's a lot of questions with the water. So, yes, we still have some homework to do, and when we do, we'll get back with Sarah.
Okay. So, and then obviously any of the stuff that's abandoned in conjunction with this project, including the buildings, you'll get credit for that stuff applied to the new services. So, but I just wanted to be able to state everything today. For the record, I'll pass you a copy of the requirements for this, and if you would, pass a copy to Travis, please, for your records. Yeah, the second one's really nice. That covers it.
Thank you, Tim. Robert?
Thanks, Tim. At this point, is it just a spec building, or do you have a tenant in mind?
Right. Yeah, it's
just a spec building, no tenant at this point. Okay. And just out of curiosity, do you have any idea where your sewer connection would be? Is that on Del Rosa? Just to make sure that this, I won't carry
something. It's a private line that literally runs to Mattel and then down.
And down to Harry Shepherd through your IBD
and Bogus through Timber Creek.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Want to make sure it is going to run through that flow meter, like all the other buildings do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Gracie.
I believe you're proposing 4 compactors. They weren't labeled, so I wasn't sure.
It's just a. It's not what we're proposing. It's just that there's room for them there if we have 4 users and whatnot. But I think we changed that to 2.
So I need you, if you can, label them, because I wasn't sure the keynotes it said refuse enclosures, but then I didn't see any refuse enclosures, and I saw what I thought looked like compactors. So we want to make sure we have trash and recycling covered. And if you're going to split the building, I don't know, then each will need trash and recycling.
Okay.
So I'll look for that then, the next one. Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah?
Majority of standard conditions for us. In the county, they require a fire control room, so keep that in mind. That can get expensive when you're going to put all your devices in that particular area. And then anything over 600,000 requires a firewall. You're going to use it for high pile storage, which I'm assuming that that's what it's going to be. So keep that in mind.
And that could be a deferred until
it definitely can. I just want to note that, just so you know.
Yeah, it'd be part of your TI once once you determine who your tenant would be.
Okay. Sarah, so you haven't changed this county's regs yet, huh?
You've been in that for a year. I mean, that's
little by little. Todd? Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Standard comments. Again, at least we don't have assumed property lines on this one. We can at least start fresh from scratch, right? We don't have to kind of wiggle. I know you got quite a bit of demo out there, so keep in mind, Standard Tractor, AQMD, all the other agencies, to make sure they get removed in accordance to pull all the demo permits. Because I think you also have the Explorer training team out there, too, so I'm sure they're going to be relocated. No other comments?
Yes, we have a lot of work to do.
You have a lot of work on that
fun,
one.
It's actually a very fun project.
Yeah.
If it was easy, Ridge Development would be here doing it.
Sure.
The tape's running, Ned.
Just saying. And we know those guys.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So.
Perfect. Do you have any questions or comments?
No, we really appreciate all your time taking a look at it. We do really enjoy working with the city of San Bernardino, and this just isn't saying, but we do. You're our favorite city. We really take pride in our work in the city. We take pride in our professionalism, bringing it to you so that it's what you want also. It's a 50-50 win-win situation, and we really do want to thank you since it's the end of the year. Thank each and every one of you for working with us on this. And this is going to be a difficult project. We know that. Just like our Westgate turned out to be a little bit more difficult than we thought. You'll be seeing a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. Well, no action on this one. We look forward to continuing to work on this and your other projects.
Okay.
Thank you. So we're early. According to Sarah, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn to December 15th,
10:00.
So, we'll see you in a week.
Thank you.
All over. We'll just leave.